Tomorrow marks the final broadcast for WUSF's jazz director Bob Seymour. He's retiring after 35 years with WUSF. WUSF's Mary Shedden brings us this appreciation.
During his last broadcast on Saturday Night Jazz on WUSF, Bob Seymour took us way back.
For me, it was kind of the first grown-up record I ever owned. I still treasure it. This is not that scratchy old LP. This is the pristine mosaic reissue of A Touch of Satin. Victor Feldman, Sam Jones, and Lewis Hayes joined J.J. Johnson playing Satin Doll on Saturday Night Jazz.
His voice, introducing those rhythms, are synonymous to Tampa Bay area listeners. He's introduced us to the world's most famous jazz musicians, from Ella Fitzgerald to Christian McBride. But the bigger impact may have been on the generations of jazz musicians living in Sarasota, Tampa, and parts in between.
Mind you, if you are a musician and you would love to come up, we'd love to have you up here.
On a recent Sunday evening, hundreds of local musicians, friends, and fans packed the Side Door Club at the Palladium Theater in St. Petersburg. They jammed for 3 hours in honor of Bob Seymour.
It's just the nearness of you.
Bob's played a big part in building up a real jazz scene here so that our own local guys are recognized.
Paul Wilborn is executive director at the Palladium. He's been a friend of Bob's since the 1980s, when Bob started playing jazz each night on WUSF. Wilborn says you can see how much Bob loves music, all kinds of music, because he's a regular at live concerts and local clubs.
The musicians always know when Bob's in the house. And I don't know if they play better, but I know they're on their game when Bob's in the house.
Tampa jazz vocalist Denise Moore.
We have a jewel here, and it's really directly related to Bob.
She says that as jazz director at WUSF, Bob has created a place where local artists are celebrated on the radio and live on stage.
He supports us. He comes to our gigs. He comes to the local CD release parties, and it's lovely when you hear Bob introduce your CD.
Steve Huntington was Bob's boss in the 1970s when he worked at a rock station in Sarasota.
Of course, he caught the all-time career break of joining WUSF.
He says that's when Bob's real passion for jazz started to shine.
He's among the best teachers of jazz.
Huntington says radio listeners in Tampa Bay may not have realized how lucky they've been all these years.
It is a treasure. There are cities larger and, oh, possibly more cosmopolitan than Tampa St. Pete across the land that don't have anything close to what we have in jazz programming, thanks to Bob.
Back inside the jam session at the Palladium, director Paul Wilborn says a community isn't a cultural destination until local musicians are recognized. Bob Seymour, he says, has made that happen.
He wants to hear every song, and that is a real love of music, and I think that is beyond everything else. You've got to have that passion, and he really has that passion.
After 35 years on WUSF, listeners may not be hearing Bob Seymour when they turn into all-night jazz anymore, but the musicians in the local jazz scene will be on their game, knowing Bob may be in the house. Mary Shedden, WUSF 89.7 News.